The federal government is expected to pass a bill this week that sets defense spending for the next fiscal year. Senator Chris Murphy had proposed amendments to the bill. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, Murphy won't be getting everything he wants, but he'll still support it.
When it comes to funding companies that build military equipment, Murphy believes the Pentagon should only buy American.
Connecticut is going to hire a lot more people. That's great with this defense work, but we could be hiring even more if we were requiring 100% of the components that go into military machines to be made in the United States.
His amendment was rejected by Senate Republicans, but he'll still support the bill because it provides major funding to Connecticut companies like Electric Boat, Pratt & Whitney, and Sikorsky for upcoming defense projects. Murphy visited the Mazak Corporation's Northeast Technology Center in Windsor Locks to talk to employees about the state of the manufacturing industry. Mazak's a supply chain company for some of the big companies being supported in the defense bill. Jim Hamill's an applications engineer at Mazak with 45 years of manufacturing experience. Hamill says some of that federal money should go into training machine operators so that they learn more about the machines they work with.
If you don't have the right kind of workforce, no matter how much work you bring in, you're not going to get it done. Plain and simple.
Hamill was able to ask the senator about a lack of apprenticeship programs. Murphy told Hamill that he's proud of the improvement to Connecticut's advanced manufacturing training programs, but he says that without machine-specific apprenticeship, local companies won't be able to fill manufacturing jobs with skilled workers. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.